Hey everybody, welcome to Prattle On Episode 3. I'm Chris Higginbotham, and this is my son,
Aiden. Hello.
How's it going? Alright guys. So Aiden, what you been up to?
Not much. I was downstairs, and something just dawned on me that I should watch the second Deadpool trailer.
Yeah, I think they just announced it today. Did you see it? What'd you think of it?
I thought it was really interesting. I loved the first one.
The first movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rated R. How'd you get in? How'd you end up watching that?
You smuggled me inside.
I did not.
Well, that's kind of what happened.
I waited a little bit. I'm glad we watched it together. It was pretty good. What do you think of the new trailer? What do you think is going to happen?
Let me see. I've got a short memory. I kind of already forgotten what I just saw.
You forgot what you saw? I hope everybody's seen the trailer, but anyway, there's some minor spoilers.
Comic book of Marvel that I've never heard of.
Cable. His name's Cable.
I thought it was Wire.
No, Cable.
I swear they said Wire.
That's hilarious, though. Wire, yeah. No, it's Cable.
I swear I thought it was Wire.
He travels from the future or some shit. Anyway. It's cool. I don't know enough about the comics, so I can't comment.
Out of all the characters that I'm seeing on that so far, I have no clue.
But you know that's Josh Brolin. You know who he is, right?
No.
You don't know who the guy playing Cable is?
I don't know who a lot of the actors are, Dad.
He's in the Avengers. Do you know who he plays in the Avengers? Or in the Marvel Universe?
He does look familiar.
I can't put it on the tip of my tongue.
I don't know. I'm not good with actors when it comes
to... You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Or just let you wonder?
Sure, just tell me.
You sure?
Tell me!
Well, you're going to make fun of me because obviously everyone says, apparently, doesn't say his name right. Thanos?
How was I supposed to know that his face is covered in freaking CGI
stuff?
You
can totally tell!
I could not tell!
Whatever. Anyway, that's
normally, if a character has CGI on their face, I'm not going to remember who the actor is because I never actually saw what the real face looks like.
Yeah, he's Thanos.
I actually also did see the Infinity Wars trailer. That movie, I definitely cannot wait to see also.
Yeah, it's coming. That's good. Who do you think's going to not make it through since we've already ventured off away from Deadpool? Who do you think's not going to make it through Avengers?
Infinity Wars?
Because apparently anybody, they're all game. Anybody can die.
I'm thinking Captain America. Or Spider-Man, one of those two.
It's not going to be friggin' Spider-Man.
I hope it's not. I pray it's not Spider-Man, man.
It's not going to be Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was like my first ever real superhero movie person.
There's too much studio business and money there. They just brought him back. It's not going to be him. But I wouldn't doubt if it's going to be Captain America.
Yeah, I've been hearing that it's actually a theory going around a lot of people.
Yeah, on the interwebs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be him. Maybe one other. Iron Man might bite it, too. I'd be surprised, but I could see it happening.
Possibly.
But anyway, Deadpool 2 looks awesome.
It does. Do you know who that kid is that was in the trailer?
I don't know anything about it, but my guess is he's going to become some evil dude, and that's why Cable wants to kill him. And Deadpool doesn't know that, so he's trying to protect him, and at least that's what the trailer made it look like. I have no idea.
If you're right, I feel like everyone who's listening to this right now is going to hate you.
Probably. But I'm sure everybody's got their own theories already.
Yeah.
They probably know more about it than I do. But it looks awesome. And I'm glad to see all those other superheroes in on this one.
I don't know who any of those people are. Do you know who any of those people were?
Well, I don't know their friggin' names. I think Domino is the girl. She's one of the girls. She's like some kind of hit, like, killer. Like, really good.
Hitman? Is that Hitman thing?
Well, I don't know if that's the right word. But anyway.
Murderer? Assassin?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was thinking.
You were thinking the word assassin?
Yeah, I was thinking the word assassin. Is that all right with you? Judger?
Yeah, I'm going to judge you. Judging.
Anyway, Deadpool looks awesome off the tree.
We need to find a game that we can play together.
Well, did you hear A Way Out? It's coming out? Wow. I was just going to ask you about the game, but you're like coming up with these ways of just transitioning into...
Yeah, well, I didn't want it to be obvious that you just sent me a list of stuff to talk about.
Like, that's what people do. Otherwise, we'd be rambling on. Oh, wait, that's what we're supposed to be doing anyway.
It's called Prattle On.
Anyway, expecting? So A Way Out looks cool, too. I don't know. I played Brothers of Two...
Tale of Two Brothers
or whatever.
Really?
The same people that made A Way Out. Did you play that?
No, actually I haven't.
Oh, you should play. That game's really good. I mean, I think that one would have been great as a co-op, but it wasn't. That was a single player. But you're controlling two characters.
I have a feeling that if we were to play A Way Out, it would just mostly... If we, like, recorded us playing it...
It would just be us goofing off and not actually doing anything.
It also would be us arguing every time. It's like, all right, so jump in.
If anything, it'll be me yelling at you because you'll want to just, like, do something stupid. And I'll be like, I want to see the story. Shut up. Don't interrupt the cutscenes or whatever.
Like, I'll make fun of someone in the background. I'm like, hey, that guy's eating a hot dog in the background.
Like, there's a special moment happening with father and son here. You're, like, distracting with the stupid background stuff.
He's a squirrel.
Yes.
I'll go running around chasing birds and just acting like a complete moron.
That would be us fighting.
I can see myself getting thrown in solitary a lot in that situation.
We'll never break out of the prison. We'll be too busy. We'll be stuck in there.
Probably make jokes about how we got into prison, even though, like, the game has its own way of explaining how we got there.
So, don't you want to tell people what the game's about for those that haven't heard about it?
Yeah, so Away... You kind of did spoil it by talking about that one scene in the trailer.
Yeah, well, people should watch the trailer.
So Away Out...
But that's it.
Basically, these two guys named Leo and something else who I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know their names. But
these two guys that are in prison, and they plan to break out for their own reasons. First, they start out by completely hating each other, by my best guess.
Again, going strictly by the trailer.
And eventually working together.
But what's the thing of the game? Like, what do you do?
To co-op. You're trying to escape prison.
Together?
Together.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what I'm excited about. Playing.
I'm glad it's couch co-op and online co-op.
Yeah, I'm not much of playing with strangers, but I'm glad that we can play together.
Dude, I always act like a stranger if you play with me.
Well, that's because you're weird. So I'm pumped to play that.
Let's see. I'm
curious. Apparently you can do a bunch of different things once you break out of the prison together. You guys travel together.
Sweet. Now that sounds awesome.
But I have no idea what happens after that. Like, what's the point of the story?
We're going to drive straight to Canada. We'll be out of American law.
Yeah, well,
I'm telling you, that's our plan.
That's not how it works.
That's going to be our master plan, though.
Is that your master plan when you have to break out of prison?
Once we break out of prison, in A Way Out, we're going to drive to Canada, wherever that is.
But I don't think it's open world like that. You don't have I think it's more directed.
Where's the funny part where we realize it's not actually even taking place in America? We're like in freaking...
Oh, actually, I have no idea. Is it not taking care of
place in America?
I don't know anything about it.
I have this feeling Leo might be Italian. I'm not trying to be racist or anything. It's just his haircut. It's
random. What does that have to do with anything?
Sorry, I'm not very much going to have a lot of people hating me. I'm just saying that.
Well, that's just a random thing to say. But anyway.
It's just
cool. So anyway, A Way Out looks cool. It comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, for $30.
Yeah, it looks cool. I'm thinking we're playing on the Xbox, so we can just sit here on the couch.
You always tell me not to spend money on games when they come out, but then here you are. You're it's probably different.
It's
that.
Only $30. It's not like it's $60.
Do you have any other games that are like downstairs on the computer that are $30 that you could be buying right now? It's like a million.
It's
of them.
Different, but this one is different, and we get to play it together. It's worth it. I'm not gonna spend $30 on every game that comes out. It's crazy talk.
Fine.
All right, so I've got a random question for you.
What?
Weirdest game you've ever played?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was a part of our idea. Oh, my God. I had one in my head, and I completely forgot it.
Awesome. Good job.
No, it's somewhere in... Hold on. You go first. You go first.
You're not going to...
I'm going to try
to... You really can't think of it? I've got, like, three.
I was thinking
this was going to be hard, but then the more I thought about it, I went through this list of games that I've played, and I'm like, man, there's some weird... games. And a couple of them are games that you suggested for me to play, because I probably would have never played them on my own.
I got two weird games.
All right, you go first.
All right, so first was Inside. Do you know what that is?
Inside?
It's the one the people by Limbo made.
That's one of mine.
That was pretty weird and had some very messed up moments for me, especially that freaking...
Don't spoil it.
You played it, though.
Not for me. For anybody who's listening, don't spoil it.
Well, I was talking about that part where you get the submarine in the game. It's been out for, like, quite a while.
Oh, okay. So, I guess.
Like, you're in the submarine, and that, like, freaking hair lady.
Oh, that, whatever that thing was.
She's, like, freaking pulling you underwater.
Yeah.
That was one of the, like, scariest parts of the game. Especially the part where, like, it's supposed to happen. And you're just like, am I going to die? Nothing's happened so far.
That's true. There were a few scenes like that. But for me, that wasn't what was weird. Like, I liked the atmosphere and like, the black and white and, the, like, creepy.
Black and white?
Yeah, it's pretty much black and white.
It's more just bland colors to me. Okay. Black and white.
You're weird, whatever. Anyway, as you get, like, it's similar to Limbo. Obviously, the same people made it. But anyway, when you get to that part near the end is when it all just goes insane for me.
Yeah, it was just like that for Limbo, probably. I never finished it, but
I never finished Limbo, but I finished Inside, and I was like, this is, I just lost my, I was like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Why am I playing this game?
So what was your other weird games?
Oh, you're going to love my other two. Accounting, the VR one.
Oh, yeah, that game. I completely forgot that I had you play that.
That was disgusting and just creepy and weird
Accounting
and whatever.
Part, like, that game where it was actually, I think it was made by the same people who made Rick and Morty.
I don't know.
Like the show?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
I have no idea. But it's really creepy. It's cool, though. I think people should play it just to get that experience.
But if you are... things are messed up. You might want to stay away
from I don't want to spoil it, but it's really weird. People should try it. If you have VR, check it out. I think it... Is it on PSVR? Do you know?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I only know what's on Oculus or Vive.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely on the PC, obviously, but yeah. I think it's on PSVR, too. And then the other one that I thought is super weird. Did you have another one?
I mean, I do have one, but I want you to go first.
Gorn.
It's not weird.
It's such a dumb thing, but also weird. There are these giant gladiators on these twig legs. You can't even walk straight. And they're just, like, swinging their little weapons around.
I think it's great. And then it's just gross. I actually enjoy that game. Because whenever I'm... just need to blow off some steam. I just go in there and just start beating the crap out of them. I'm starting to think if dad saw me playing that, he'd probably think I was insane. Because I've done some pretty messed up things to the people in that game.
Yeah, I think you're a little insane. Yes.
Yeah, that game's actually multiplayer. Didn't we play that together?
We did.
And they
Now you can play with a remote. Like, you can be one of the characters. We did that, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got all... You were bored.
The controls are so insane. Yeah. They're so hard. They make no sense. With the remote or with the VR. Like, I'm just... I don't get it.
You just gotta get used to it.
I don't want to get used to it. There's nothing in that game that says, play me and have fun. Other than just... I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. And it's gross. And it's just weird. Like... I think Job Simulator is weird, but it's not. But I get it.
Why do you find
like it makes sense
so weird?
And it's fun?
Why do you find very simple games weird?
No, it's not simple games. It's just that there's nothing going on. This one is just gross and you there's no point to it. Mm-hmm. But Job Simulator, sure, there's a point and it's cool, it's fun, you know, whatever. It's a little weird, but it's fun.
For the next simulator of that. Franchise to come out.
The Vacation Simulator?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I keep
cool.
thinking it's called Summer Simulator.
It's not.
It feels like that should be what it's called, though, for some reason.
Just because you think vacations happen in the summer.
Yeah, because that's normally how my life goes, from the law of the very scary school warden prison thing.
Okay, school's not prison, but that's weird. Whatever. So, what was the other one, the game that you think is kind of weird?
Slime Rancher.
Why is that weird?
It's mostly like... they're just these little balls of slime that you're just taking care of. You're just thinking, why am I doing this?
I guess it's a little odd, but it's...
And then it's like when you first see, like, tar slimes.
Yeah.
Those things freaking are scary.
I haven't played it. I mean, I've seen you play it a little bit.
Yeah, they're those little sledge things you gotta shoot with water.
Stardew Valley has slimes that you can...
Yeah, but they're not
build
as...
build a little ranch for them and whatever.
They're not as scary as the ones... Never mind. It also is like whenever you find, like, a new type of slime, like... you're wandering around and like you just get used to all these pink slimes, and then all of a sudden you find this slime and it's a cat. You're like, oh, it's a cat.
Poe.
How are you a thing that exists?
Just a cat slime?
Yeah, so it's like a slime that's basically just a cat.
Really?
It's like all gray.
What other slimes are there? I thought it was just these pink slimes.
No, there's like a huge collection of them.
How many have you found?
What I've, like, the farthest I've gotten, I found, I ranched a couple, and also I combined them together, because you're able to make, like, combo ones that are just, like, bigger, and they eat more. There's slimes that are these little, like, kind of, like, red ones that explode.
Oh, excuse you. Can't mute that out, guys. Go ahead.
And then there's, like, these little rock slimes that can, like, roll, and you can they can, like, run you over, and it hurts you.
Okay. Are you a human when you play, like, as...
Yeah,
when,
you are a human.
Is your avatar in this game?
There's a human girl named...
So you're a girl?
Yeah, if I'm correct. I don't think you choose, like, your gender or not.
Okay.
I don't remember what the, her name is, though, in the story.
So you farm...
Slimes, yeah. It's basically just that.
Are there chickens? Them. I remember seeing chickens.
Yeah, chickens, I think...
Are they, like, actual chickens or, like, slime chickens?
They're mostly, like, chickens that kind of work like slimes, but they're mostly chickens. And you can feed them to the slimes so that they'll drop these little things called plorts.
Uh-huh.
And you can sell them on the slime market.
I have this face of incredulity.
Your face is telling me that you have no clue what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't even understand what I'm listening to here. Yeah, it sounds super weird. Yeah, that's a good... Yeah, now I stand corrected. That's super weird. Great.
So what else do we got?
Cool. Here? Anything else you'd like to talk about? Anything else got going on? Any other?
Let me see here.
Yeah, please, take your time.
We need to start, go back to playing our D&D game we were playing.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Still gotta fight that dragon. I'm telling you. You keep annoying me. You every time I mention this, you're just like, no, we can't do it. Like, no.
Because we're gonna die.
You're not gonna die.
I don't want my
people to die. I'm a GM. My job is not to let you die.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to try it again.
Yeah,
well,
I'm sure that will happen.
Next time, we hopefully we'll have played a little bit of A Way Out and see what else we got going on. I've been thinking of starting to read this book that just came out called Children of Blood and Bone. It looks pretty cool. It's supposed to be the start. Just came out like a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really cool. Anyway, once I give that a go, I'll tell you more about it. But anyway... Thanks for listening, folks. Feel free to drop us some messages or some topics of conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Oh, and you can follow me on Twitter, Chris Higg. That's @CRISHIGG. See you next time. Bye.